Yale University has announced that it will not be changing the name of Calhoun College. That's one of Yale's 12 residential colleges, and it's named after a historic American politician who vigorously defended the institution of slavery. WSHU's Katie Toth reports.
Some students and alumni have been fighting to change the name of the college for years. In September, the university agreed to hold a series of discussions and reconsider the name. Then yesterday evening, President Peter Salovey said in an online message to Yale that, quote, removing Calhoun's name obscures the legacy of slavery rather than addressing it.
There's not really a great explanation of how retaining the name does more to shed light on that history than changing the name would.
Catherine Demby is a law student at Yale who helped organize a petition to rename the college last year. She says there's a difference between addressing history and celebrating it. Demby says if the school wants to acknowledge its past glorifying Calhoun, it could try
maybe putting up a plaque like this was once named after the slavery apologists and we changed it.
Instead of changing the name, Salovey says the school will put up an art installation at Calhoun College to, quote, respond to the realities and consequences of Calhoun's life. The school is also starting an online project to look at lesser-known elements of Yale's history. The first will be an analysis of Calhoun's legacy. Katie Toth, WSHU News.